We heard earlier about the role of viruses in moving genetic information among organisms. Perhaps they also had something to do with this next discovery, which is the finding of a microbial gene in vertebrates that encodes a sunscreen-like chemical in microbes, as Oregon State University's Tefo Mahmood explains.
We have been working on drug discovery from nature. So we have been looking at genes that are involved in making natural products that can be used as drugs candidates. And then recently we found genes responsible to make antibiotics or anti-diabetic drugs. Most of the time, those genes are present in bacteria, but then we accidentally found similar genes in animals.
Do those genes then do the analogous job in the vertebrates? Do we know?
So far, we don't really know the actual function of this compound in fish, but gadusol and its related compounds have been known to have very good sunscreen activity. At this point, we believe that animal might use gadusol and other similar compounds to protect them from UV. But there is a possibility that this compound is being used for many different reasons as well. For example, for growing or development of the embryo or as antioxidant, for example.
Where do you think the fish got these genes from?
What we found is that organisms before vertebrates, they do not have the genes, but then fish and amphibia and reptile and birds, they do have the genes. So we believe at one point during the evolution, those genes were introduced by microorganisms like algae, for example, because based on our study, we found two different algae that have very similar set of genes.
And how did you investigate what the fish are doing with the genes? In other words, how they're employing the genes and regulating them in their cells?
Based on our preliminary study, we found that fish embryo produced the compound. The expression peaks after 72 hours. So that's the reason also we thought the compound has something to do with development.
Given that you have found that you can express or that these things are naturally expressed in vertebrate cells, are there any potential medical or therapeutic applications that may come from what you found?
Based on what we know about gadusol, it has a very good antioxidant property as well. So there is a possibility that this compound can be used as supplements as well as anti-aging products, for example, used in cosmetics. So far, we have not found any antibacterial activity or anti-cancer activity, but obviously it can be used as cancer-protecting agents.
Tefo Mahmood. That's it for this month. You've been listening to the eLife podcast, previous editions of which you can find for free on the eLife website at elife.elifesciences.org, or you can subscribe on iTunes. This is a Naked Scientist production. I'm Chris Smith, and you can find out more about what we do on our website at nakedscientists.com. I shall be back, meanwhile, with another look inside eLife next month. Until then, though, thanks for listening, and goodbye.
The eLife Podcast from eLife, the open access journal for outstanding research in the life and biomedical sciences. Online at elife.elifesciences.org.